Chinese Defense Minister General Liang Guangli, who arrived in New Delhi on a four-day-long official visit, along with a 23-member high-level delegation, held talks with Indian Defense Minister A.K. Antony at the Defense Ministry in New Delhi. This is the first such visit in the last 8 years and aims to reduce suspicion, enhance mutual trust, and minimize miscalculations over territorial disputes. The visit takes place at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party.
It is not that India requested this. The Chinese themselves requested it because one factor is weighing quite heavily in Beijing, and that is American support for India. The Americans are very anxious to induct India into its security architecture over the next 10 years in the Asia and Pacific region.
Speaking to media persons after their meetings, Indian Defense Minister described the talks as very fruitful. India and China will soon restart their joint military exercises that were discontinued in 2010. The Chinese Defense Minister said this was the year of friendship and cooperation between India and China, and the two countries should make the most of this opportunity.
We reached a consensus for cooperation in various fields, including the exchange of high-level visits, exchange of young officers, joint armed forces personnel training, inter-college exchanges, and also cooperation in non-traditional security fields.
Both countries have also been trying to counter each other's influence in the neighborhood. Beijing has expressed its strict opposition to oil exploration by Indian petroleum companies in the South China Sea off Vietnam's coast. On its side, New Delhi is concerned about the possibility of Chinese naval bases in Burma, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan.
China is anxious that India does not become part of any kind of a China containment grouping with the US and other Western powers. So it's sending a subtle message to India that it would not be very practical for India to go too close, to become too close to the US.
New Delhi has been concerned over the recent build-up of the Chinese military infrastructure along the Indian border. The world's two most populated countries share a 3,300-kilometer long boundary, which is not fully demarcated. In 1962, they even fought a war and still have many unresolved border disputes. Trying to resolve old border disputes and working on holding joint military exercises are said to be a complex task, and it remains to be seen how best both countries will address these issues in the months ahead. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.